Welcome to the Best of Redmond. I'm Jennifer Davis.
And I'm Dan Schultz. And this is Redmond's twice weekly newsletter and podcast that explores all of the amazing things to do right here in and around Redmond for the next 7 days. Jennifer, I'm going to let you do the lead story today because as I am looking at you across the podcast studio, you literally have a dog on your lap.
It's true. I'm a dog lover. I'm always, you know, trying to help dogs. And, you know, with the temperatures climbing into the high 70s this week, Redmond police are already getting calls about pets left in hot cars. Even with the windows cracked or water bowls available, they say cars heat up way faster than most people think they do. Their advice is simple. Leave your pets at home if you're running errands. If you see a dog stuck in a hot car, they want people to write down the license plate number, try to locate the owner nearby, and call 911 if it's needed. Also, same goes for kids. Redmond police said never leave children in the car, even for a, quote, quick second.
Even if you leave them a water bowl?
And the windows cracked, yes. Don't ever leave your kids in the car alone.
Redmond Library Group meets Thursday, May 7th from 2 to 3:30 p.m. And honestly, this sounds a lot less like homework and a lot more like a bunch of smart people hanging out talking about books. They're meeting at the Redmond Library in Meeting Room 1, and you can also join online if you'd rather stay home. This group is open to adults of all ages, and you don't need to be some hardcore literary critic to show up. If you're trying to meet people in Redmond without doing another networking event, this is a really good version of that.
There's a fundraiser bingo night happening at the Redmond Senior and Community Center, and it actually sounds pretty fun. They're doing bingo, prizes, food, drinks, and all the money that's raised goes to the Sophia Way, which helps women experiencing homelessness across the East Side.
Nice.
So you're having fun and you're doing good. They're encouraging people to bring friends and make a night of it. You'll get the normal bingo chaos plus a good reason to spend money on extra cards.
Pint and Pie is doing another live open mic night on Thursday, May 7th, and these things always end up being a lot more entertaining and fun than you'd expect. Signups happen at 6 p.m. with a blind drawing for performance slots. Then the show starts at 6:30, so you might get a legit singer-songwriter or someone trying stand-up comedy for the first time in their life. Either way, it's usually a great crowd. They've got pizza, they've got beer, and they've got enough randomness to make the night interesting. If you've been saying you should get out more, this is probably where you should go when you get out more.
Okay, so Redmond is officially starting to think ahead about what the 2026 World Cup is going to look like around here. The city is hosting a free Let's Get Match Ready strategy session on Monday, May 11th at Redmond City Hall from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. They're talking about transportation, watch parties, visitor traffic, and how local businesses should prepare once Seattle starts filling up with soccer fans. Even cooler, Sounders legends Brad Evans and James Riley are showing up to talk about the matches and teams coming through the area. If you own a business or just want to know how chaotic summer might get, this is worth attending.
All right, it's time for the Redmond History Minute, where we share an interesting piece of history, trivia, or tidbit about life in and or around Redmond. All right, Jennifer, are you ready? I've got a question for you.
Okay, let's hear it.
Redmond is called the bicycle capital of the Northwest, partly because it has Washington State's only, and your choices are, A, bike museum, B, velodrome, C, bicycle factory, D, bike-only highway. And your timer starts now.
Oh, geez. Well, you know, this one's kind of easy because I have walked past this many times because I'm always walking around Redmond. I'm going to go velodrome. I think this week was an easy question, and I think I know the answer, and I think the answer is velodrome.
Once again, You've got the trivia question right. That is correct, Jennifer. The answer is B, Velodrome. The Jerry Baker Memorial Velodrome at Merrymore Park is the only velodrome in Washington State, combined with Derby Days being the state's oldest continuous bike race. Redmond earned its cycling reputation. If you want to race on a banked oval track in Washington, there's exactly one place to do it.
Word is Redmond rumor mill.
Word is a Filipino bakery and cafe concept that's apparently been doing pretty good business in South Seattle has been looking at possible east side expansion spots, and Redmond's been mentioned. We don't know the name yet. We don't know if it's serious, and we definitely don't know where it would go if it does happen. But honestly, a legit Filipino bakery somewhere around downtown Redmond or Overlake would probably do ridiculously well. The question is whether Redmond's actually in the running or if Bellevue swoops in and steals it first. If you've got a guess or heard something, head to our Facebook page at facebook.com/bestofredmond and drop it in the Redmond Rumor Mill Guesses post.
Hey, we need you to go over to facebook.com/bestofredmond, and I need you to find the post called Your Picks and drop your vote in the comments for this specific question. We want to know what you think is the best food truck in the Redmond area.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you're going to love the companion newsletter. Find it at bestofredmond.com, and we'll see you in the next one.
Or maybe before then, walking around Redmond.